I was reading a book recently, okay, and it was called The Multi-Orgasmic Man. And in there, they actually, well, if you're wondering, The Multi-Orgasmic Man is not some sort of like a chief soft porn novel or something like that about some really twisted, bizarre, sexo kind of superhero or, you know, stop or all, you know. It's not it. What it actually is it's actually about how men can learn to be able to have multiple orgasms without ejaculating. You can separate your ejaculation from your orgasm so that you can actually end up making love all night long. No shit. It really works. So, $12.95 and a little bit of practice, fellas, and you'll be the happiest motherfucker on the planet. I'm telling you right now. And your women will love you for it. Oh, my God. And, it's kind of interesting because I found the G-spot on my girlfriend. And, man, that really makes up for all the lack of dick that I have. I'll tell you that right now. I could, like, just chop off my dick and, like, every one but one of my fingers, and I'm still the king. So, fellas, do you know where the G-spot is on your ladies? Yeah. All right, let's try a little bit of honesty. Ladies, do they know where it's at? Yeah. Ah, okay, way to go, guys, all right. Well, if you don't know, I'll tell you very quickly because it's worth the trouble of trying to find it. Actually, you stick your finger inside her, right? Just like this, and you want to go up and inside and then kind of upward on the just up against the vaginal wall here, like the pubic wall right here. And you want to kind of feel around until you feel sort of a lima bean shaped size kind of thing like that. And then once you find it, you want to rub real firmly, real hard like that, and it'll swell up and get real kind of like that. And she'll probably just go, oh my God, I'm going to pee, don't do that. And just fuck it, just keep doing it. Okay? Just keep doing it, and I tell you what, she will come like a banshee. But that's kind of how I got into this whole multi-orgasmic man thing, because I actually think that women's orgasms are so vastly superior to men's orgasms. They don't even go, I mean, guys, it's just pretty much like, doop! You know? I mean, and women is just incredible. It's like the most beautiful thing is,
feel it in every single part of my body. Oh!
It's absolutely incredible, man. So I decided that I wanted to be like multi-orgasmic. So I got the book and I'm reading the book, and I'm reading in the book, it says that there is a male G-spot, right? And I'm like, wow, cool. Because I saw my girlfriend come when I got her G-spot, and it was just unbelievable. So I was like, cool, yeah. Well, so I'm reading along, and it's so perfectly laid out. I don't even know if it was an actual joke, the way the guy, you know, laid it out. Because it's like, you know, here's the book, and it's open like this. Here's the page, and here's the page. The last line of the right-hand page at the bottom says, the male G-spot is located in the ass. So now I have this huge decision to make. You know what I mean? It's like, how much of a little kind of sexual piglet am I really, you know? How far am I willing to go? You know, because then I'm sitting there going through this whole thing, like, oh, I'll stick a finger in my butt. You know? And then she talks to me. She was really cool. She's like, well, you know, honey, do you want to try that? I mean, would you like to see if feel what that's like? And I'm like, well, I don't mind. You know, this bullshit like that. I'm like trying to play it off like, you know, like I'm not immediately like, yes, fucking yeah. I'm such a little whore. You know. So anyway. We start experimenting with this, all right? And she like, is going down on me. All right. Now, then she puts her finger inside me, and oh my God! Man, she's like a 5'4" girl, like 110 pounds. She sticks like her little finger in me, and I'm just like, rape! I'm just real. I'm just like, get it out, get it out. Take it easy. So she goes ahead and goes back there, you know, and she's like, all right, you want to try it again? I'm like, yes, just be gentle. Yeah. Anyway, so she gets in there and she finds my G-spot. And folks, oh my God. Welcome to Toontown, Doc. Ladies, I salute you. Holy Christmas. Let's just put it this way. Folks, actually shitting yourself can be a compliment to another person. Not that I did that. Just something to think about. But even though I found it and that's really cool and everything, I actually learned something I think was really wonderful that helped she and I grow much more, much closer together. And what it is that I learned is I realized, I think, much more about what it means for a woman to have sex or to make love. And that is the idea that men have a penis, which is external and outside the body and that kind of thing. Women have a vagina and it's internal. And, you know, to allow another human being inside of your body is like the most incredibly vulnerable thing that you can possibly do. And I really got a sensation of that. And you really have to give over and give over to trust of another person like that. And I think that's why women learn to make love first, and then later on down the road, they learn to really, you know, fuck, you know? And consequently, I think that's why guys learn to fuck first, you know, just and then later on mature enough to be able to make love, you know? And there was a really interesting role reversal that occurred between the two of us, because when she had her finger inside me, right, she sees me just like, yeah. She goes, you like that, do you? And I'm just like, you know, whatever. She just, you like that, do you? How about this? Wham, 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 wham.